If you're a musician thinking about heading out on the road this year, you may want to look into a program being offered through the private nonprofit called Western Arts Alliance. It seems they've put together something called Independent Music on Tour. It's a grant program, so you do have to apply, and the application deadline is April 13. You might want to head over to their website to check out more about that at weststaff.org. It's westaf.org. Looking for a house in the Washington Park area of Denver? Well, Big Head Todd Park Moore will happily sell you his for a cool $600K. Seems dude has been renting a space up in Chicago the past few years and is tired of doing that. So he's selling one of his two Colorado homes, the other one in Steamboat he's apparently keeping. Basically, he's been living near Chicago and traveling back and forth from here to Colorado on such a frequent basis that you wouldn't think he'd moved at all, and a lot of people didn't even know he had moved. There's like a 5-page article up at Westward about it, complete with some pretty badass pictures of the house. You can go check that out. Another good friend of the show and one of the most critically accomplished songwriters, independent filmmakers, Eric Shively from down Alamosa Way, has been having a rough go of it, it seems, the past 6 months. In a Facebook message, he told me that he's lost his voice and that the entire story's on his website in the news section. I went over there and checked it out. Gotta say, man, much love out to my friend and one of the best songwriters and voices in the state. I hope he gets well very, very soon, so that his new album called Cry Baby can finally get done and out to us. Not exactly sure what's wrong there with his throat, but he says he's got some kind of lump or something in his neck. So God bless, brother. Hope you're well very, very soon.